Let's go to the bay, to Te Awanga, Hawke's Bay, where Toni Morris is prepping for Christmas morning breakfast with a difference. For the first time, Gannett Safaris Overland is offering a Christmas morning tour, taking a group to the Cape Kidnappers Gannett colony, setting up tables and chairs and dining amongst the birds. Toni Morris sees the... Just have to close their ears over that Turducken story. That's... Hadn't quite seen the clash there. Toni Morris says the influx of domestic visitors to the region in recent months has prompted the Yuletide venture, and there'll be bubbles and Christmas treats served at the Cape Kidnappers Plateau. Good morning to you, Toni.
Good morning.
So tell us, tell us a bit more about actually how the year has been. There have been a few challenges, haven't there, for the Gannett colony in recent times, but how have things been, especially as we got through the year?
Not as bad as we thought. We lost our 60-odd percent of overseas and cruise ship passengers. But the locals and the Kiwis generally are travelling more there. We're seeing plenty of them. Not as busy as we'd like to be, but a lot better than a lot of people, I think.
And so what is planned for Christmas morning?
Well, we've got a small tour going. It's only booked a couple of days ago, but we're going to be out there for about 3 hours. We'll drive out through Cape Kidnappers Station, which is now part of the largest privately owned wildlife sanctuary, known as the Cape Sanctuary. We'll be up at the Cape with the Gannets for about 45 minutes, right up beside them, beside the world's largest and most accessible colony, where we'll have bubbles and mince pies seem to be on the menu for today, for tomorrow.
What's on the Gannets menu, typically?
Always fish. Nothing but fish. Herrings, pilchards, squid, any other fish they can find. They're not great muesli eaters.
No. For people who've not had the chance to be up close and personal, just describe what they are like to be near. Are they a particularly big bird?
They're a stunning bird. They have the adults have a wingspan of about 2 metres. They weigh about 2 kilograms. And at the moment, we've got, if all the adults are there, about 9,000 individual birds up on the top colony. And we get to within 3 or 4 feet of them. We park right beside them. They don't mind us. We don't mind them. And we just see the antics as they're feeding their chicks, as their adults are coming back in, the males bringing seaweed to reinforce the nest. Just a daily life of a gannet, really. A lot of noise, a lot of greeting each other, a lot of twisting necks, tapping beaks together and so on.
It's a fascinating colour scheme. It's kind of hurricane's colours, really, isn't it?
Predominantly white, but a yellow head and black wingtips, yeah.
Very handsome bird.
Very handsome.
And what's their season? Typically, when are they there? When are they not there? What's it been like this year?
They tend to come back. The males come back from the north of the North Island, Bay of Islands, Bay of Plenty, Poverty Bay. At the end of August, the male comes and starts to build the nest. The mate arrives. And they're then on the colony. The first chick was hatched this year, we think, on about the 11th of November. So we've got the chicks of all different sizes, and they'll stay here pretty much until the end of April. The water starts to cool, the fish stocks that they need to feed on will head away north as the water cools down, and then the adult birds will fly back to their winter quarters up north, and the chicks at about 4 to 5 months old will make a maiden flight from Cape Kidnappers non-stop, 2,500 kilometres to the east coast of Australia, where they'll go and live for the next 3 to 5 years.
There's some lovely images on the website, thank you, rnz.co.nz/9to-noon. It's a fluffy chick, but it's quite a big chick, isn't it? It's not that much smaller than mum or dad.
Well, no, when it leaves, newly hatched, they weigh about 60 grams, a few ounces. By the time they leave at the end of April, their weight will have increased to about 3 kilograms, so half as heavy again as their parents. And that's the weight, the fat, that gives them the energy to fly to Australia. That 7 to 10 day non-stop flight.
How long have you been observing the Gannets?
On and off for about 8 years. I did a stint and then went away and did another tourism job, and I've been back for 3 or 4 years now. Can't stay away.
How many Gannets are there at peak season?
Peak season on the four colonies that we see, about 25,000.
Goodness.
The colony we go up to 8,000 to 9,000 adults is the estimate, and that's fairly accurate because they count them. They take satellite images and then count the numbers pretty accurately per square meter.
They don't mind a crowd, do they?
They love the crowd. They're happy in a crowd because that's where they feel safe. So they all nest just out of reach of each other. They squabble a bit, but that's perfectly normal. And and just they're just constantly feeding their babies, getting them ready, so that by the end of April at the latest, the chicks are ready to take off. It's their maiden flight. They walk to the edge of the colony, have a look down, desperately trying to remember what they were taught about the art of flying, and then they jump off the cliff, and if all goes well, they head south. Down the east coast of the North Island, through the Cook Strait, or on down the South Island east coast, turn right at Stewart Island and head across to Australia.
Wonderful stuff. Well, those other birds, the kiwis, the human ones, are having a very different kind of holiday this year, much more domestic.
Yep.
Are you noticing people already saying, look, I always meant to come here and now I am, or that
totally.
Sort of thing? Yeah,
absolutely. We're getting people who have said, oh, I've heard about the gannets. But I've never been, and now we've got the chance. And what we have done this year, because far more domestic tourism, we have been offering a sort of a second visit during the season at a discounted rate, because normally with overseas tourists, they see the gannets on the day they can be there. But with domestic tourism, of course, they can visit early in the season. They get a voucher. They can then choose to come back and see the chicks growing, or if they've seen the early chicks, to see the chicks leaving. So we'll get more return business as well later on in the season.
And some people, Christmas morning's it. Lovely. Well, it's a beautiful way to start the day. We're almost just, I think we just clocked past the longest day, haven't we? What time will you be out there?
So. We'll leave the yard at half past, we'll leave our base at 9:30. We'll be back at 12:30. And we've got available seats, so if anybody wants to go on, we'll get a quick advertisement in here. Go on the website, and Sophie, I'm sure, will be delighted to book you on.
Good for you, Tony. It's quite a leisurely breakfast. I was thinking you'd be up at 5 a.m. or something, but no.
I try and avoid that like the plague, I have to tell you. I'm too old for that. We do actually do a sunrise tour as well, which has become more popular.
So Christmas,
that's a very early start.
Christmas brunch, we'll call it. Hey, good on you. Season's greetings, Tony. All the best.
And you. Thanks, Catherine.
Tony Morris there of Gannet Safaris Overland. That's a different kind of Christmas morning they've got coming. Right, I think we'll head straight back to the drama studio and listen to some more beautiful music from Nota Bene. Micah Christie Beekman is director. And Micah, can we get on to our third carol?
Yes, absolutely we can. So the next song that we're going to perform is I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. And actually a really, really great arrangement of this, written by John Railton. I hope you enjoy.
Nota bene. Live they are in our drama studio at RNZ. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.